Okay, let's see, who's going to serve, Brad?
Oh, I've got time.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will be leaving the hearing, so let's give him a few minutes, get some paperwork together, and he'll move forward with the hearing, sir.
Okay, sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, please state your full name and ABC number for the record.
Name is Fred Douglas Thompson Bennett.
And your ABC number, sir?
083790.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation. And then, as the board members, I'll conduct a hearing at this time. My right is down the back for C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is down the Willie Canales. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. And also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. You have also represented the parole office today. So part of this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Represent myself.
Okay, I'm swearing to you and Mr. Turner in at this time. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the true allegations that are on your warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask if it is true or false. Violation or allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number seven as demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine specimen for testing on or about May 14, 2018 for the past individual testing compliance summary for a period of December 17, 2018 through June 11, 2018 dated June 12, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true.
Okay, allegation number two is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directive of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 11, 2018 as directed per letter to report delivered on June 8, 2018. You are actively avoiding supervision, thus you are absconding from supervision. Is that one true or false, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir. So based on the admissions of Mr. Venable, I am going to find that he was delinquent, has violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the current ways for coming.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Kimmelman, and agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to be moving on to phase two in a moment. But before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and we'll get right back to you, okay?
Oh.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Venable was released from ADC custody on 12-18-2017 and arrested on 7-5-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 7-5-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 830-2019 with 24 abscondes. Current conviction, 2009 commitment F, count 1, flight from law vehicle, 5 years. 2009 commitment F, count 2, misconduct involving weapons, 10 years. Prior convictions, 1990 commitment A, count 1, resisting arrest, 1 year, 6 months. 1990 commitment A, count 3, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 6 months. 1990, commitment B, count 1, resisting arrest, 1 year, 6 months. 1992, commitment C, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 5 years, 3 months. 1997, commitment D, count 1, armed robbery, 9 years, 3 months. 2006, commitment E, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang West Side City Crips. Prior terms of supervision, 1991, provisional release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 1995, home arrest, released, reverted to parole, absconded, 3 months. Arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2005, TIS release, absconded for 177 days. Arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2008, TIS release, absconded for 98 days. Arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, conspiracy, and promoting contraband noted. There were other arrests, however, the charges were dismissed or not filed. He has a GB score of G6, V7.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Winslow, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. Okay, when you released, you were on April 2nd of 2018, you approved residence at 1011 West Amelia Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. But on the dates on there, apparently that first date was incorrect. Because it says that down was labeled, it says February 28, 2018, we moved to 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Then on March 19, 2018, we moved to Crossroads at 3702 on 13th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. And then on May 14, 2018, we moved to the 101 West Amelia Avenue again. And so that was the last place they have listed. So were you still staying on Amelia when you got in trouble and got arrested?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Did you have any employment while you were out?
No, sir.
Were you looking for a job or?
Yeah, I was looking for one.
Okay. Okay, it says that you referred to a task for random urine analysis testing and you're under the color room. And it looks like you had 10 calls and you missed 1, 2, 3, 4, you missed 4 of them and the other 6 were all negatives. And that's good with, so on the 30th of January, you missed your drop, but then on the 7th of February, you were negative. You missed on April 19th, but on April 20th, you were negative. But then on the 26th of April and the 14th of May, you did a lot of samples, and there were no backups taken. So apparently, unless you relapsed in April, and you didn't have a drug problem, did you?
No, I was drinking alcohol. I told Stephen Bush that the 45 days wasn't long enough. I needed a 6-month program at Crossroads.
Okay.
Reading up.
So you were in your sanctions, and you were involved in an incident that involved your uncle, Ricky Thompson, who claims he was assaulted by you. You claim you went to the residence of your ex-girlfriend to see your children, and your grandchild, when your uncle showed up and started to accuse you of trying to move in on his ex-girlfriend. Okay, so it was your uncle's ex-girlfriend that you went to see the kids?
No, it was my baby mom. You know,
okay, so it was your ex. So that where you went and the ex that was there was your ex. But your uncle was talking about a different woman, right?
I guess just sober, I was already at the resident before he even showed up.
Right, right. Okay, so, so it looks like the police took you in custody for assault?
But they dismissed the charges.
Okay, so you went in front, you were down at county jail for a little while, but you got to, you went in front of the judge, and he was, and he dismissed you?
Yes, I was just about 5 hours.
Right, so, I mean, after you were there, and after, but you got to see a judge fairly quickly, and the judge dismissed everything and let you go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, apparently also, your PO was satisfied with your explanation and the outcome because he didn't violate you for that. So that's good. Okay, I'm gonna see if my fellow board members have any questions. Okay, so we're in the middle of your hearing. We'll be going to discuss and make a determination in a couple of minutes. Before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you'd like to tell us before we go into discussion to make a determination? But we ask that you only give us new information and don't cover all of this information we've already discussed. Anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yeah, I just like to say that I would like to go to a detox program. You know what I'm saying? Prison is not the solution. I've been in and out of correctional facilities, you know what I'm saying, juvenile all my life. I didn't have no mother and daddy, father figure, you know what I'm saying? My mother was murdered when I was 5 years old. So all I knew, you know what I'm saying, was to try to, you know what I'm saying, to do the best I can, you know what I'm saying? But apparently it wasn't good enough.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board will be going into the discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves, but you may think we're talking to you, but we won't be, so we ask you to remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the whole discussion. And once we're done, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Right, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Miller was an interesting individual. He's had a long history of problems with the law, and he also has a huge problem with the abuses, community supervision, four problems. The fact that four previous releases resulted in a revocation. I don't see him to be a candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but I know there wasn't a discussion for me and my fellow board member. Okay, based on all the information in report number 20018W1724, the information from the Department of Corrections and Mr. Venables' statements, I am going to move to the multi-room community supervision of Mr. Venable as a delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse or not lapse in the criminal age or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Cummings, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. You heard the discussion, so you know what we based on. We'd like to wish you luck and hope that you can get some programming while you're in there, and by the time you're released next year, that you can have a good plan so that you can complete your life without being back in custody of the Department of Corrections. So we do wish you the best luck. This is your hearing, and please put the CO3 back on the phone.